Welcome back to Native Solidarity News. So we just heard a series of interviews and presentations by members of the Gansadage community in respect to the recent public statement by Jacques Chagnon, the former public security minister of Quebec, who said that the invasion of Gansadage was just that, an invasion. He called it illegal, and he called the goons who invaded it mercenaries. Stephen Bonspiel called this press conference following that statement to say that in light of this statement, we need to have a public inquiry into this. So that is a direct call from people in the community, and it's a very popular call that people have been saying for 2 years, that there needs to be a public inquiry into who funded this, who made the decisions, how was it possible that that these Canadian and Quebecois officials felt it was okay to give $30 million to an invading police force. So what they're asking is that people get in contact with Jacques Dupuis, the current Minister of Security. Well, I don't know anymore. These elections just happened. But to the Quebec Minister of Security and ask for a public inquiry into this, because really it just we need any of the elected officials who go to Parliament to enact this. It can be a Quebec inquiry and it can be a federal inquiry. It should ideally be both, because both levels of government are responsible. We will be following up with more information as they become available, but if you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, get in contact with your elected officials, tell them you want a public inquiry into the events of January 12th, 2004 in Gansadage. So we only have a few minutes left, but speaking of the elections, we have an article from the Gazette speaking about what's the deal? Why don't people in Ganawage, why aren't they participating in Canadian elections? So, unlike some so-called Canadian native communities, the 9,300 Ganyankahage, the so-called Mohawks, of Ganawage, along with their 10,000 relatives in Akwesasne, which straddles the Canada-US border near Cornwall, Ontario, they both boycott federal and provincial elections. The Ganyankahage believe in governing themselves first, not helping non-natives govern, whether that means Canada, Quebec, or any place else. Voting in, quote, alien nation elections, quote, places us in submission to foreign governments and as a result alienates us from our own, according to the lead editorial this week in the Eastern Door, Ganawage's community paper. It continues, you can't stand with one foot in two canoes. On the highways leading to and from Ganawage, for example, there are only two signs on native land advertising an election, and both are ads for the Bloc Québécois. The community has banned campaign ads, but the Bloc found a way around that by buying space on big commercial billboards already standing on real estate owned by the Ganyankahage. 6 weeks ago, at the start of the campaign, zealous Bloc volunteers started strapping campaign posters to utility poles, but after residents complained, Ganawage peacekeepers ordered Bloc campaigners off the territory, along with their signs. Getting out the native vote isn't just something the Bloc and other parties would like. It's a priority of Elections Canada. Since the early 1990s, the federal agency has aimed campaigns at the country's 735,000 registered natives, trying to convince them, in publications in English, French, and 11 Aboriginal languages, that voting is key to ensuring their self-determination. Totally. In this and the last four elections, the agency has hired Aboriginal community relations officers, elders, and youth guides to get voters to polling stations in an increasing number of ridings. The goal is to increase Aboriginal turnout substantially. It's usually minimal, about one-sixth the number of non-native voters. But Ganawage is a tough nut to crack. Turnout there is, and continues to be, simply nil. there are no polling stations in Ganawage. They say, Mark DeLille Jr., the Grand Chief in Ganawage, says, "It's not a matter of not being interested in issues. We are interested, because we ourselves are one of the issues in Canadian politics. We just don't consider ourselves part of the Canadian electorate, because we don't consider ourselves Canadian citizens." That, again, was in the Gazette. I think it would be good if folks could... I think that's an important statement, I think it speaks volumes. So that does it. Again, this was the second part in a three-part series dealing with Canadian colonial institutions as weapons against Indigenous peoples. Last week we heard about the police, this week the courts, and next week we'll be hearing about the prisons. So tune in. It'll be something for sure. So we're just going to tune out with a song called Louis Riel from this album, Soundtrack of a People. It's by Willie Dunn, a Mi'kmaq Koshork.
In 1884, half-breed host a knocking at the back door. Louis, what about the people are hungry, people need food. Down the traders and the buffalo skinner, the sound of back from where they came and bring the good days back again right now. Send them back and fight right now. There's a half-breed scared that a firepot can. Then on the fastball, Big Bear, the weary urge in his bag them. Told them there he was, laying on the window. The people are hungry, they just stand a-dying now. Well, the priests are upset and the Indians up and angry. Letters are fine, for me to seek the water wall. Better stop the man, no matter what the cost is. Louis Riel is putting down the system. He did defeat it for rolling in the jailhouse now. Old Middleton's left, the fish creek fight. They're running like the devil from the half-breed mine. Beaten by the breed who left the laws. Showed up later at the town of Matosa with a Gatling gun. The ripping up the ground and the half-breed puller shaking up the sky. It's sure is a good day to stand to die right now. Against oppression, and we're fighting right now. RCM forced when the government of Horsemen sent out the guards, thought they would arrest him. Told young Dewey that he was gonna hang high. But he can't get away with a putting down the government. I beat it, defeat it, roam in the piss can now. Well, the rest of the story has often been told. They hung young Dewey so brave and so bold. Tried so hard, but worked for the people. Gave up his life, but worked for the people. I know another man who did that too. That hung on a cross in Calvary. Working for the people against oppression.